I know y'all see this cast on my foot. Just so you know, my foot was broken last week. They just didn't know it. So I'm actually happy that I now know what it is and I can get well. So don't worry about this cast. It works good, especially if you get in my way. All right, pants on the ground. Everybody got that now. Last week we had some question marks, so y'all all know what it is now, I'm sure. So let's get that out of the way. Okay.
I Googled it when I got home.
All right, good. Debt. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant, or some translations say slave, to the lender. That's a fact. That's in the scriptures. So what that tells us is that's our position when we have excessive debt. Well, what are we talking about? What am I going to talk about when we talk about debt? What I'm really going to talk about is consumer debt, okay? Not your home mortgage, but consumer debt. That's your credit cards, 90 days same as cash, you know, that kind of debt, all right? And it's a real wild phenomenon. This stuff only started about 45, 50 years ago. Who knows? Do anybody know the date the credit card was first created? Nobody knows. 1959. There you go. And guess where it was created? It's where everything gets... No. Yep, California. Everything starts in California and comes east, right? This too, in California, Bank of America started this thing, and until about 1965, 66, it was just a California phenomenon. And in 66, they started marketing it nationwide, and today in the U.S., in that number of years, there's 529 million Visas and MasterCards. And since 59, so how many years is that? That's 50 years ago. 529 million. Look at these statistics. 78% of American households have one or more credit cards. 51% have two or more. And now here's the averages. On the average, if you look at people's credit reports today, there's 13 consumer debt obligations on that report. 9 of them are credit cards on an average, and 4 of them are some type of installment obligation. Think about that. 13. How do you keep up with 13? You think, oh, I don't have 13. Well, go home and count, you know. And I did that one time, and I'm not going to tell you what my number was, but my number today is 0. So, yeehaw. I don't have 13 anymore. Look at this. This is a sobering statistic. 76% of undergraduates in our colleges today have a credit card, and the average balance on that credit card is $2,200. How are they going to pay that back? They're in school, right? That makes me feel good. Yeah, that makes them be on daddy's payroll for a lot longer. $2,200. Now look at this. This is really sobering. Phil talked about $1 trillion. Total U.S. credit card debt today is almost $1 trillion. $950 billion. On credit cards, not your home mortgage, not your Ford F-150, credit cards, Visa and MasterCard, and Discover and American Express and whatever else. Now, what's $1 trillion? I mean, we're so numb to that, we don't even know what that is. What's $1 million? Anybody here know what I don't even know what $1 million looks like, right? Well, I thought we'd do a little exercise, if I can hobble down here. Everybody's been wondering what this is. It's not a head, I promise you. I'm going to need 3 volunteers. And this is so hard to figure out, I'm going to give you some hints, all right? So give me 3 volunteers. Don't make me pick them. Ron Linderman, where are you? I heard you were coming today. Come on up here. Ron Linderman. Somebody said you're coming, and you were going to try to distract me. Well, let's see how this works, all right? Here, I want you to hold that, okay? Right. Give me another volunteer. Scott, come up here. Hold that. All right, now I need somebody that can hold something heavy. Come up here in the red shirt. There you go. Abercrombie. I don't know if you can pick this up. No! Oh, it's just me. All right, go stand over there. All right, look at this. Now, this is a test. I'm giving you some hints. Oh, you tore it. All right, Ron Linderman has got it. Can y'all see what he's holding up? Hold it up, okay? That represents $1 million, okay? Just get a visual. $1 million. Hold this up, Scott. That represents $1 billion. Okay? Now hold this up. Can you hold it any higher? Ooh. That is a picture of what $1 trillion looks like relative to these other things. So that's $1 million. One rubber band is $1 million. a little bitty small ball is a billion, and you got the trillion. You hit the lottery, okay? Now, you still don't have a concept of that. But listen, now I'm going to give you a test. How many seconds in a minute?
60.
Everybody knows that. How many seconds in a day? So come on, you kids. Science. Don't y'all learn this? 86,400 seconds in a day. 86,400 seconds in a day. Okay. How many days, Ron? This, you got to answer this. You're a million. Okay. How many days is a million seconds?
A million seconds. Gosh, I don't know.
Yeah, say something. Maybe we'll run late if you don't say something.
15,000 days? I don't know.
15,000 days. Okay, Ron wasn't good at math. He majored in history. 12 days. Oh. A million seconds. A million seconds is 12 days, okay? Yeah, you don't have a Georgia Tech degree, clearly. All right, now next, Scott. Now you've seen a picture, you've seen the picture example, and you've heard what he just guessed, and I told you the answer. How many, I'm going to give you a hint, years is a billion seconds. So I've told you a hint, years, not days, years. Just guess. Anything, say anything. 4,000. No, well, he's trying to do the math. Look at that head run.
No, I think it would be like 3 years.
3 years. Oh, we had three. I heard somebody say 33. The answer is 31 years. 12 days is a million.
We watched too much.
You got this? 12 days is a million. 31 years is a billion. That's the difference between a million and a billion. You get your head around that now, can't you? That makes sense. All right, now, the big $24,000 question. Put you on the spot. How many years is a trillion?
Is it more than 1,000?
It's more than 1,000.
More than 2,000?
This is not a game. Like, we're not playing this game. Just guess.
1,500.
My man says 1,500. All right, a trillion seconds is 31,688 years. Now, do you have a concept of a trillion? 12 days, 31 years, 31,688 years. That's what a trillion is. Thank you very much. Can you put that back over there for me so I don't have to hold it? Now, when they talk about raising the debt ceiling, $1.9 trillion, that's 66,000 years in seconds. Our debt on Friday, the U.S. debt on Friday, was $12 trillion. $12 trillion. He told you who owes it, who we owe it to. 12 trillion. 12 of those balls, 12 times 31,688 years. How did we get there? How in the world did we get there? On a credit card, $1 trillion. Here's how we got there, and I hope I don't step on any toes. I hope there's no people take offense to this. We got there through aggressive marketing. We got sold a lie. And that's how we got there. Marketing that tells us we need something now, we need something quick. And the way to get it is what? Charge it. Now you say, I'm not affected by marketing. Anybody want to make that statement? I'm not affected by, I'm immune to marketing. Let's just see how bad we are as Christians. And as population in general, but as Christians, the scripture says, renew your minds. Renew your minds. Don't be sucked into the world. Be in the world, of the world, all those scriptures like that. Listen to this. Eat more chicken. Y'all try not to answer now, so you want to know. You're not going to be sucked in. Okay. Let's build something together. What's the other one?
Lowe's.
Okay. Right store, right price. Kroger. Okay, we haven't missed one yet. More saving, more doing. Home Depot, there you go. Where shopping is a pleasure. See, y'all are 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. You know, you're in good hands. Go. There's nothing stopping you. AirTran. Yeah, AirTran. Now you're thinking right, though. Listen to this. It pays to
discover.
See, what happened is there was a subtle shift from a chicken sandwich to a credit card. It pays to discover. You said that just as quick as a chicken sandwich. Just as quick. Don't leave home without it. American Express. See, more of you answering now. See, this, y'all are, it's amazing. There's some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard. Life takes Visa. From a chicken sandwich to a credit card. And we don't even blink an eye at that distinction. Just rolls right off their tongue. And you see, there's issues with that. You know, we've also been sold a lie. This is an amazing phenomenon. This is almost a pants on the ground 5 years ago. Okay, I'm going to try to sing this. It's going to be awful. But you heard this, you know, freecreditreport.com. Tell your friends, tell your mother. Who knows? You know, there's a band that came into existence to talk about a free credit report. And, it, you know, they're in the Renaissance Festival, and they drive around the car, and everybody knows them, and it's just actors. It's not even a band. Did you know that? The lead singer's named Eric. He's not even a real singer. He lip syncs all that. We talk about our FICO score like it's, you know, our, you know, right bicep measurement or something. Well, my FICO score is 821. I can borrow money cheap. Wait a minute. What does the FICO score tell you? Tells you you're good, or you have used, or you have been tending to use lots and lots and lots and lots of credit. It's an example or measurement of how you do with credit. Do you know if you have no credit and you don't have any credit, if you have no debt, no credit for about 10 years, you know what happens to your FICO score? It goes to zero. Wait a minute. How can 800 be good and zero be good? Well, it's a measurement of debt and how you use debt. Strange that we advertise this stuff. Strange. Here's the problem with this. We think about credit cards in the wrong way, I think. A credit card, I call it the boiled frog problem. Who's ever heard the joke about how to kill a frog? You know, you put it in cold water, and then you kind of heat it up slowly. Over a long period of time, frog doesn't jump out. He just eventually dies, you know. That's the problem with a credit card. The average balance today on credit cards, on American family who has a credit card, the average balance is $10,700. For families or households who have a credit card, the average balance is $10,700. And see, we don't even think about that. What do you think about? What's my limit? That's what you want to know. If I got any more borrowing room, think about that. And you think about how much is the minimum payment. But the number, just kind of, you don't think about that much because you don't want to think about it. Here's the issue. If you stop today using that credit card, never used it again, and you paid the minimum payment, which is about $200 before the new legislation kicks in, at the average interest rate of U.S. credit debt, which is 13.17%, see that? How many months do you think it would take to pay that $10,700 off? Somebody guess. Less than that. It's about that. It's 80 months. How many years is that? Six? Almost 7 years. $10,700 at $200 a month. 7 years. If you stop, never use it again. Now, how much would you have paid in those almost 7 years? About $22,000. So that $10,007 became $22,000 when you got it paid off. Okay, so we don't think like that. We just think about, is there more room? Can I make the monthly payment? Now, look at this. What if it was 18% interest? Some of you may know somebody who could be as high as 29%. You know, and these there are people who have 29% rates now, but at 18% takes you 108 months, and it costs you about $32,000. See, we don't think that way when we think about a credit card. Now, let's make it really real. Here, let's look at this next slide. This makes it more relevant, I think. You see, what happens is like a boiled frog. The 10-7 for most people is not even a medical expense or a kid going to college or something that you made a conscious decision to borrow the money for. It's just the slow frog syndrome. It's just, well, we couldn't quite pay it off this month, honey, but we'll get it next month. And we couldn't quite pay it off this month, honey, and we'll get it next month. And we had to pay the insurance, and we had to. And you look up in 3 years, and it's 10-7. So that means part of that was probably consumer stuff. You know why McDonald's takes a credit card? Why, isn't that the craziest thing? The average ticket goes up about 15% when you're paying with a credit card at McDonald's. There's no emotion to a credit card. Have you ever noticed that? It's very easy to just go, beep, you know. But when you have to give them a $20 bill, you know, it's like, you know, there's no emotion to credit card. So look at this. If you bought on credit card as a part of that 10,007, if you bought a caramel macchiato at Starbucks, $5, you know what you'd wind up paying for that over those 80 months if you had to start paying it off? At 13%, you'd pay $7.60 for that caramel macchiato. So it's just like saying, I can get it for $5, but let me just give you $7.60, you know? It's like the guy that says you can have all you want for a dollar, and he said, give me $2 worth, you know? Amazing. Look at the tank of gas. Tank of gas, $40. You just swipe your Visa, didn't have any cash, didn't, you know, I'll pay it off at the end of the month, no big, just swipe. Habit. Swipe. $80. Well, you know what you paid for that? If your interest rate was 18%, you paid $81.20 for that tank of gas. You can get it for $40. But you decided to pay $81.20 and didn't even think about it. Just didn't even think about it. What about that Florida vacation? Honey, we got to go. Honey, we got to go. We got to go. You know, it's like the magic of Disney and all that. We got to go. We ain't got no money, honey. I know. We got to go. Our kids, you know, they'll only be little. We got to go. I mean, you had these discussions? You know, you had them? I have. We got to go. Okay, we'll go. Zip. Swipe, $2,000. That's cheap. You probably lived in the car if you went to Disney on $2,000. But that's just, you know, for the easy math, you know, $2,000. You know what you pay for that? $4,060 if you put it on that credit card and you wound up in that situation with 10-7 and stopped using it and paid it off $200 at a time. We don't think in those terms. We just don't. And why don't we? Because there's some things that are priceless. But for other things, there's MasterCard. Marketing. Now, here's the other part. Compounding works against you when you're using credit cards like this. Not only did you pay Visa and MasterCard a bunch of money, but you didn't keep a bunch of money for yourself, you know? So look at these numbers. If you hadn't have done that, and instead you'd have put $20 to $200 a month in a savings account earning 6%, for 5 years, and then let it grow for 5 more years, you would have saved $26,000 for college. $26,000 you could have had for your kids' college. You know, they could have went anywhere, you know? $26,000. Well, not anywhere, but they could have went anywhere in Georgia if they kept a B average. If they didn't keep a B average, you hit them in the head, right? Okay, forget, you know. They couldn't have gone to Auburn, but they could have gone to somewhere in Georgia. Okay, never mind. Retirement, same drill. But this time you put $200 a month for 5 years on a retirement account, and you left it there for 20 years, and because it's a longer term, you got 10% growth. You'd have had $165,000. But yet you gave it to the Visa and MasterCard. Now, this one is really sobering to me. You know, we always struggle with our giving and money to the church and money to charity and money to Haiti. Here, think about this a minute. Let's just say that an average church had 75 families. And the average family in the church was like most Americans, and they had $10,700 on a credit card. Just saying, maybe, you know. Over that 80 months, if those families had been out of debt and not spent any more money out of pocket, spent the same money out of pocket that they had paid, but just gave the interest to the church instead of Visa and MasterCard, over that 80 months, they would have given $417,000 to the church. So what is wrong with this picture? You know, the money to accomplish the Great Commission is in the bank account of Visa and MasterCard. And we don't think like that. We just swipe, you know. See, what we do is we think of that credit card just as something to use, you know. But here's what really happens. See this? You know what? Who knows what that is? See, what happens is, you know, they just say, oh, you know, life takes Visa, right? Yeah, swipe. Some things money can't buy. For other things, see that? Do you see her flinch? Do you see that? For other things, there's MasterCard. And the frog gets boiled, and the frog gets boiled, and the frog gets boiled, and then all of a sudden, something breaks. And here you are. You can't play with a rattlesnake without it biting. But I didn't pay any interest over the last 3 years. I've heard somebody say, I'm so proud of that. I got a person I'm working with right now. But I bought 6 pieces of property and never paid any interest. I just put them on all these interest-free credit cards. It was the greatest thing. I saved $200,000 of interest. It's got $800,000 on unsecured credit card and lines of credit debt today. But he saved $200,000 in interest and was proud of it when we started talking. Because you see, he just didn't think about it like the mousetrap. And if you play with it, and if you don't pay attention, you wind up paying $5,000 for a $2,000 vacation, and you wind up as a country in $12 trillion, that's 31,600 and however many years that was, years in debt. It's a problem, folks.